Joining us is the ACLU of Indiana's legal director, Ken Falk. Ken, I understand it was journalist Abdul Hakeem Shabazz's idea to come to you with the idea for this lawsuit against Todd Rokita. What was your reaction when you had heard about what had happened to Mr. Shabazz here?
Well, it struck me that this seemed to be a clear First Amendment violation, and doing further research only furthered that initial impression. This does seem to be a violation of the First Amendment rights here.
And Abdul said earlier this morning to us in a separate interview that he was concerned that this could have far-reaching complications if this lawsuit is not won or decided in his favor. To maybe those who don't quite understand, what do you think could be a long-term thing that could be implicated in this if Abdul does not win this suit against Todd Rokita?
Well, I think since the founding of our country, we have relied upon and demanded a free press, and a free press needs to have access to officials. And if the officials are allowed to choose to whom they give access and who are allowed to report, then I think we are losing that important thing that we all rely upon to keep our democracy in check.
How many cases have you seen like this in recent years?
Well, I mean, there was the case where President Trump tried to ban someone from CNN. There have been some other cases. There was a case out of Wisconsin that went to the Seventh Circuit in Chicago where the governor had tried to ban persons as well. So we see it here and there. I think most public officials understand that it's important when they allow press to cover them to do that equally. So hopefully it will not be spreading.
Critics of Todd Rokita are pointing out that he's calling for transparency on many issues, like, for example, public schools to let people know if they're teaching critical race theory, for example, or other things like that. But yet then, of course, he doesn't let Abdul Hakeem Shabazz into his press conference in October. Does that seem like a contradictory messaging to you?
Well, I am not going to get involved in whatever messaging is or is not being sent. My concern is when there seems to be a violation of the First Amendment, and it seems that there's a situation where the public is being denied an essential right, and I think that's what we have here.
How would you define this to be a successful outcome? What are you guys looking to achieve here?
Well, ideally, we would like the Attorney General to change his mind and have a policy that opens up all credentialed members of the media to events where credentialed members of the media are invited. Hopefully, that will happen without a court order, but we are going to be filing a motion for a preliminary injunction to get a quick hearing on the issue.
What if would you like to see Todd Rokita publicly apologize to Abdul?
Again, I'm an attorney. I'm not the person who was injured. So that's something between the plaintiff and defendant. I think what we are looking for is to make sure that everyone understands, again, that there is a free press in Indiana and that it's allowed access equally to public officials.
All right. Well, that's all I've got, Ken. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.